Beautiful people, beautiful people. How are you today? No. If you've seen me before, that's not going to be good enough. How y'all doing today? Because we need to maintain that energy, because this is not just about one event. It's not just about one day. It is about every day moving forward over the upcoming weeks and months and years as all of us come together. Yes. All of us. My name is Jamaica Miles, co-founder of All of Us Community Action Group. We started in Schenectady, but we didn't stop there, y'all. Because it is all of us. And as you see, we are a Black-led community organization. Black-led, y'all. Our leadership team of powerful young Black people from ages 21 to 45, that's right, we're still all young, from all types of economic statuses, different genders and identities, representing all Black people, because it is all of us. And we came together to unite people across the social structures that they use to try to divide us. Whether it is your sexual orientation or your gender or your race, if it is your country of origin or your native language, they use those structures to try to divide us. And we said, no, it will be all of us that demands justice. And understand that when we say we are calling for justice, we are calling for justice that ends all forms of oppression and exploitation. That includes capitalism. That means tearing down the current systems and structures. Policing ain't no shit for us. Policing was started to return stolen or runaway property. Policing was to return enslaved people back to their white owners. I don't want no fucking police. And all of us, we are here to lift up the voices of the people, especially those amongst us most impacted, because we don't need elected officials who are politicians to give us the answers. We have the answers. We need them to listen. Yes. Ain't no rich white man ever gonna tell me what it means to be in poverty and how to get out. Jeff Bezos and Amazon ain't never gonna save any one of us. But what capitalism and white supremacy continues to do every day is breed profit from our pain. And understand me, white people, that means you too. Because how many white people right here are two or three paychecks away from becoming a millionaire? Raise your hand. Anybody? No? No? Ain't no white people about to become millionaires right now. You know why? Because white supremacy ain't for you either. The reason we are all of us in Albany, Schenectady, and Troy is because we will no longer be divided by the people who want to keep us divided, because they know our power is greater than any they could ever have.
Yes. Yes, sister. Yes.
Yes. I stood in front of a crowd in 2016. There were only 9,000 people there, and I say only because y'all reached 11. But even better is the amount of melanin that's up in here right now. is. Because in 2016, we were saying no to a person. And in 2020, we're saying yes to a movement. So when we say all of us, we mean all of us. I don't step foot in Troy being some girl from Schenectady, some woman from Schenectady. When I step in Troy, my black ass matters just as much as everybody else, and those cops don't look at me no different. When I was growing up, and I dated a boy from Troy, and my homies in Schenectady were like, oh my God, you with somebody from Troy. That's the whitest shit I ever fucking heard. That's some colonizer shit, y'all. Gonna tell us where the boundaries are to where we exist and which land is our land that they fucking stole from somebody else. We started in Schenectady at the beginning of May. At the end of May, we was in Albany. And now in June, we in Troy. We ain't done. We need every single person that showed up today to keep showing up, to keep organizing, to keep learning, to keep supporting, to keep growing, to keep demanding justice in every city across the Capital District, across the state, across the country, and across the world. We are going to show that small minority of people that hold the wealth they earned off our backs, we're coming to take it back. That's what all of us is. That's what we will be. This is power. I am so glad to stand up here, not just with all of you, but with all of us, with my leadership team that has had my back, that we've worked together. We make our decisions as a collective. That's what we need to do. There's no one of us. I'm gonna say it again. It's all of us. So when we leave here today, we are not going to let those that want to instigate and agitate and distract from the moment that we are in. They are out there. They have been watching us all day, planning and plotting. How can we disrupt? How can we agitate? How can we make them look the way we want them to look? We're not going to let them do that to all of us. When you see those white supremacists and you see those KKK and you see those people that hate so much that we are beautiful and powerful, look away. Protect each other, but don't feed into their bullshit. We are angry and we are frustrated and we're going to do what we're going to do. But we are never going to let them decide what we're going to do. So from all of us up here, and to all of us that are with us right here and that couldn't show up today, watching online or standing in other cities, because Niskayuna's doing their own right now. And Amsterdam right now. Let's keep going and have our demands met. And we ain't got to sit at a damn table. I ain't coming to nobody's fucking office. We told you what we wanted. I ain't got to sit down with you and explain it. Here's the demand. Do it or you see us tomorrow. And you will see all of us tomorrow. Everyone be safe. I'm gonna say the corny shit right now. COVID is still happening. It's real. Get tested. Stay safe. Take care of each other. Look out for each other like we have been doing. Because this is what community and collective looks like. This is what community and collective looks like. And what we're asking for is what we're owed.
Say it again.
What we are demanding is what we're owed. Somebody said, say it again. What we are demanding is what we are owed. Y'all be safe.